feelings of shame and guilt can be viewed as either roadblocks or as a roadmap for areas requiring growth. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about overcoming feelings of shame and guilt. Enjoy.
Oh my gosh, I am such an idiot. I don't know about you, but I used to throw out that sentence all the time. You stub your toe on something. Gosh, I'm such an idiot. You accidentally say the wrong name to somebody. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. And I think, you know, sometimes we say those things really jokingly, but sometimes we also say it quite seriously, especially maybe if we've failed at something. And failure is just part of the human experience, but how we respond to it, and each of us responds so differently, how we respond to it, I think, really affects our psychological health and well-being. So today I really wanted to chat about the critical difference between two different terms. One is shame and one is guilt. And even though sometimes we use these words interchangeably, they are really quite different. We want to experience guilt more than we experience shame. And I think understanding why, understanding the difference between these two is the difference between feeling more connection and less depression, more trust, less anxiety, more love and belonging, less loneliness. It's really quite simple, but it's so powerful and profound. The inspiration for this topic came from an audiobook I listened to recently that's easily become one of my new favorites. It's called The Power of Vulnerability by Brené Brown. She's a PhD, a researcher in the field of shame and vulnerability. As I said, we want more guilt and less shame, but why? According to Brené, shame is highly correlated to things like addiction, depression, suicide and bullying, aggression, violence, and eating disorders, whereas guilt, on the other hand, has the opposite effect. So let's first talk shame. What is it? Shame is an intensely painful feeling of being fundamentally flawed, feeling defective, unacceptable. We often feel shame when we feel that we aren't something enough. Fill in the blanks there. Beautiful enough, thin enough, smart enough, strong enough, privileged enough, perfect enough. So then what's guilt? Guilt is also a feeling of discomfort, but it's about something that we've done or something we think we've done that's objectively wrong. So where shame is I am bad, guilt is I've done something bad. And that distinction is so incredibly important. Shame is a focus on self. Guilt is a focus on behavior. Something is wrong with me versus I have done something wrong. So let's say, for example, that you've single-handedly just polished off an entire bag of chips just to yourself. Shame in this case would be self-talk of I am fat, I am pathetic. The focus is on self. You can especially see it in the I am statements, like I am disgusting. Whereas in the same scenario, guilt would be if we had said to ourselves, it was really stupid of me to eat mindlessly. It was silly of me to grab the whole bag instead of pouring it into a bowl. The focus here is on behavior. So why is this distinction important? I think because on the one hand, with shame, it makes us feel that we are truly flawed, and that makes us feel broken, that we don't belong, that we aren't worthy of love. Whereas with guilt, on the other hand, it gives us the ability to take a step back, to observe the situation, and to take perspective. In a research paper that I read, they had said it like this. They said, shame is characterized by the desire to hide and escape, guilt by the desire to repair. It's a simple distinction, but the impacts of this are huge, I think, in two ways. For one, now that we can understand the difference between the two, we can really start to see when we identify with our shame triggers. And again, to start out, looking for those I am statements might help. And then we can see if we can switch the dialogue. Switch that internal dialogue from self to behavior. So instead of saying, I am such a bad daughter, we might instead say, hey mom, I'm sorry, I feel bad for not having called you back sooner. From self to behavior. Instead of saying something like, I am so stupid, I've forgotten your name, instead we might say, hey, how silly of me, I'm sorry, what's your name again? From self to behavior. It's a simple switch, but it changes our whole perspective. When we recognize that it's not us who's flawed, but that the behavior is, then we can start to make steps to repair it. Now, for some of us, and I've definitely lived through this a few times, for some of us, we are too wrapped up in the shame talk. So much so that a simple switch in language just doesn't and isn't going to cut it. And I think that's the second importance of recognizing the distinction between shame and guilt. Because if you know you are someone who lives in shame, then you also know how absolutely toxic it is and how it needs to be addressed. So Brené Brown, she says it like this. If you put shame in a petri dish, it needs only three things to grow exponentially: secrecy, silence, and judgment. And the problem is that so many of us have shame, but we don't talk about it. We keep it to ourselves, and that makes it so much worse. So when we're feeling genuine shame, we essentially just need to practice one thing, and that is vulnerability. And this is the premise of Brené's entire audiobook, but essentially it means that we need to step into our stories. We need to share them with someone, as raw and uncomfortable as it can feel sometimes. And I think also vulnerability, there's this feeling that it's a weakness, but really it's one of the strongest things that any of us can do. What's important though is that we do share our story, our struggle, with someone who can empathize with us, someone who can provide empathy, and that means they can step into the discomfort of our situation and feel it with us. Be there with us through it without judgment.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.